Okay, welcome back. If you haven't taken the test yet, stop this CD right now and go take that test before we continue. Okay, welcome back, finally. Welcome back. As I mentioned before, there's four different representational systems: visual, kinesthetic, auditory, and auditory digital. Which one did you score highest on? Now, there may not have been a great difference between, like, your top two might have been really close, or your top three might have been really close, in which case you're pretty evenly balanced. Doesn't matter, it's just that different people have different preferences. So then how can we utilize this information? We can utilize it by realizing that we can tailor our communications inside the preference of the individual that we're communicating with. This is the basics of personality profiling, very basics, yet very advanced, because most people don't know this. Now, of the people that do know it, very few of them use it on a regular basis. So my goal for you is that you begin to utilize this on a regular basis in all of your communications with other people. So let's break down each of the preferences first before we continue. First of all, visual. Now, visual people are people who will tend to stand. When you see them standing, they'll stand with their bodies erect. Oftentimes, their eyes are up as they're visualizing. They'll be breathing from the top of their lungs oftentimes. They'll be sitting straight forward. Visual people will memorize best, or they'll learn best by seeing pictures. Oftentimes they'll speak very quickly or at a rapid clip because a picture says, right, 1,000 words. A picture says 1,000 words. So they're thinking faster than they can speak. So if you hear them speaking at a fast clip, that could be a clue that the person you're communicating with is a visual person. Now, a visual person, if in selling, a visual person is going to be interested in how a program looks or the look of the thing that they're thinking of purchasing. Appearances are very important to visual people. Oftentimes, a visual person is going to be thin, they're going to be wiry. So that's a visual description. Now, the way you notice a visual person is you can hear it in their, you'll notice where they're breathing. So their rate of breathing, once again, is going to be high in the lungs. Notice the rate of speech. So their rate of processing, or their rate of processing is going to be faster. They're going to speak quicker. And then the third and perhaps the most important way of noticing a visual person is through the predicates that they utilize in their language. So a visual person is going to use predicates. They're going to speak in visual language. So they'll say things like, "I see," or "that looks good to me," or "it appears that things are going well," or "could you show me the item that I'd like to purchase?" They'll talk about imagining. They'll use words like clear or foggy or focused or hazy, or "that's crystal clear. That really is crystal clear to me. I get the picture." They'll say things like that. So those are the types of predicates that they'll utilize. They'll usually use quickly grouped words. Their processing patterns, they'll usually speak quickly with a minimum amount of detail. In terms of a decision thrust, they're usually abstract to global in terms of their thinking. And also a visual person, let's talk about phrases that they might use. They might use phrases such as, "it appears to me that things are going well," or "beyond a shadow of a doubt, I understand that." Or they might say, "I need to catch a glimpse of what we're talking about." Or you might hear, "in light of these new circumstances." Notice all the visual images that are brought to mind with the language that they use. So they might say something like, "well, what I really want you to do is paint a picture for me of what you're talking about with this project." Or they might say, "you're a sight for sore eyes." Or, "I've really had tunnel vision over these last few days." Right? So all of these things, all of these types of language, and by the way, you have these in your manual. So if you want to get a closer look at how a visual person might talk, you can look over your list of predicates and your list of predicate phrases inside your manual. And that'll give you a deeper idea. That'll give you a better image of how a visual person might speak. So that's the visual person. If you're talking to a visual person in a sales situation or you're attempting to sell them an idea, you might want to say to that visual person, "if I could show you an attractive way in which you could accomplish what it is that you want to accomplish, you would want to look at it, right? And if it looks good, then we can focus in on getting the paperwork done," right? So this is how you might want to talk to a visual person in visual predicates. And that's going to really paint a nice picture for the visual person. And what you'll do is you'll create more rapport with them, and you'll be communicating with them in the way which is best understood by the visual. Now let's talk about somebody who's primarily auditory. An auditory person is somebody who, when you hear them talk, they might talk like a radio announcer. So they might sound like, their voice might be well modulated like a radio announcer. These are people who are aware of what things sound like. You may see them moving their eyes from side to side. They'll breathe from the middle of their chest. These are the types of people, when you see people talking to themselves, oftentimes these people are auditory. They're easily distracted by noise. The auditory person likes to be told how they're doing on a project. They like to be told. They like to hear it. They respond to a certain set of, a certain tone of voice. The tonality is going to be very important to the auditory person. And they're going to be interested in what you have to say about things. So this is the auditory person. An auditory person is going to use words like hear, or listen, or sound, harmonize, tune in, tune out. That resonates well with me. They might say something like that. Silence, rings a bell, that rings a bell, that really rings a bell. So here's some other predicate phrases that you might hear from an auditory person. They might say, well, I just want to make sure that I'm really clearly expressing what I'm feeling. I want to be as clear as a bell. So give me your ear for a moment so that you can really hear my message. They'll also use predicate phrases such as, well, I just wanted to voice my opinion on this. Because in a manner of speaking, I want to make sure that I'm loud and clear. Right? I wanted to inquire into. So all of these things are going to be predicate phrases which are really going to sound right to an auditory person. And if you're closing a sale or if you're selling an auditory person on your ideas, you could say, if I could tell you a way that you could achieve whatever it is you want to achieve, you'd want to hear about it, wouldn't you? And if it sounds good, then we'll be able to discuss how we might move forward on this project. Right? Does that sound right to you? You might want to talk in auditory predicates, because then the auditory person is really going to hear you correctly. Now, the other category would be the kinesthetic category. Kinesthetic is somebody who's really more into their feelings. A kinesthetic person is going to be usually breathing from the bottom of their lungs. So you'll see their stomach go in and out when they breathe. They'll often talk very slowly. So a kinesthetic person is going to be talking like this, perhaps. They tend to respond to touching and physical rewards. They memorize by walking through, or they actually have to do something in order to memorize it. And they'll be most interested in something if it feels right to them. This is the kinesthetic person. Now, a kinesthetic person is going to use words such as feel, or grasp, or get a hold of, or make contact, or get a handle on, or feeling solid about something. They'll want to tap into something. A kinesthetic person might use predicate phrases such as, it all boils down to, or if I can just come to grips with what's going on, because I really like to feel that firm foundation in my life. They'll say, I want to get a handle on the situation. I want to get in touch with what's happening with you. They might say things like, that slipped my mind, or I've got to get a handle on what's going on, or I want to walk hand in hand through this. So you're going to talk like that. If you wanted to sell an idea to a kinesthetic person or close a sale, you might say, if we can get a hold of, or if we can get a handle on a concrete way for you to produce better results, and you really got a good feeling for it, that's something we could move forward on, wouldn't it be? And then you could say, and if it feels good, then we can continue and handle the paperwork. How's that feel to you? Does that feel right to you? So you want to use feeling words like that for the kinesthetic person. So three distinctly different ways of processing things. Now, the fourth processing style is auditory digital. Auditory digital is a person who also, like the auditory, spends a lot of time talking to themselves. Now, an auditory digital person is more, think of a computer technician or an engineer, or often auditory digital type people. They want to make sure a program makes sense, that it's logical. Now, the auditory digital person can exhibit characteristics of all of the other major representational systems. They memorize by steps, procedures, and sequences. They use words such as sense or experience, understand, think, learn, process, consider, conceive, know. The auditory digital person may use long, complicated sentences. The auditory digital person tends to be an investor or a speculator. They might say something like, let's study the markets and plan some strategies. Auditory digital person will use phrases such, well, let me consider that and make sure that it makes sense. Let me see if I've got a clearer understanding of what you're communicating. It would seem logical for me to take the action. So we'll see how much sense that this project makes. They're very logic. Think of Mr. Spock from Star Trek. That's the logical auditory digital processor. So those are the four major processing styles. Now you can utilize this information, this knowledge of the processing styles, to create deeper rapport by matching and mirroring their preferred communication style. Good example of what I'm talking about is a class that I was teaching in Hawaii one time. I was teaching a course, and one of the students was having a really challenging time grasping the concept that I was talking about. And what I realized, and I was speaking with her, I was going over and over the concept, and I realized that I was speaking in the wrong predicates. I was using visual predicates. And so I just stopped and I said to her, "So how about if I lay this out for you really in a way that makes sense, that is easier to conceptualize for you?" And she says, "That's exactly what I want." So just saying that alone was enough to stop her in her tracks and really get her on track in terms of learning the information. And after that, it was an easy thing to do when I began feeding it to her in a way which she understood and which really made sense to her. Now, the way we found this originally was by studying Virginia Satir, who was a family therapist. And one of the things that she noticed was that people that came in for family therapy, you'd have a husband that comes in, and the husband would be saying, "Well, I just don't see what she means. She continues, she just isn't painting a picture of what she really wants." And he's complaining about the wife, and the wife would say, "He doesn't understand my feelings. I can't tap into where he's coming from." And so what Virginia Satir would do is she'd build a bridge linguistically from the husband's communication to the wife's communication, and she'd translate between representational systems. And she'd say, "Well, what your wife is trying to say is that she doesn't clearly get the picture of what you're communicating." And the husband would go, "Oh, okay." So believe it or not, our predicates and our preferred processing styles can actually create some major communication blocks when we don't have the flexibility to adapt them inside of somebody else's communication style. So this is a good place to start. So as you go out, one of the exercises I'll give you today is to begin paying attention to, watch people, begin paying attention to where they're breathing in their lungs, where their eyes are moving. Are they up and are they breathing high? In which case they might be visual. Are they using predicates such as "I see what you mean" and "I get the picture"? Or are their eyes moving back and forth, side to side? And are they breathing in the middle of their lungs? And are they perhaps talking to themselves? Or does their voice sound well modulated like a radio announcer? In which case they may be auditory. And if they're talking really slow like this and breathing from the bottom of their lungs, where you see their stomach moving, they could just be kinesthetic. In which case you might say to them, "Hey, I really just wanted to get in touch with you and get a feeling for what's going on with you." Are they speaking in concrete terms in a way that they think that you'll understand? And are they logically laying things out for you? In which case you may be dealing with somebody who's primarily auditory digital. So pay attention to how people are speaking and what processing systems they're using, and then you can begin to adapt your communication inside those processing systems, which once again will cause your information to go right in without any conscious resistance. So go out and experiment with this. Notice if you can recognize what representational system somebody utilizes primarily, and then adapt your predicates to meet their preference. And until next time, remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach. We'll be right back.